Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 15th of October, and we're back open.
Wide open.
Oh, with everything. Oh, well, most things.
Goodness. What are things. You doing this weekend?
Well, if you want something to do, Brandon Duff, our local entertainer, he's got a new song out. But he's doing a couple of gigs as well across the Central Coast.
He is going to be Tuggeranong.
Yeah.
The Beery on Sunday. Tuggeranong tonight, Friday.
As well as that, Justin Avendano, he is the Central Coast answer to Chris Hemsworth, isn't he?
And he's missed us.
He has missed us because we've been away for a couple of weeks.
Correct.
Anyway, he's on the podcast coming up.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, just when you think you're uncool, the stuff you held onto for 20 years has made you cool again. Because I have in the bottom drawer of my garage, I opened it the other day. My daughter was with me, Brandon. She's 14, my Branny. She said, "Dad, you've got a Nokia." I went, "Yep." And because I have phones, and when they're gone or whatever, I've got a couple that I've put in the bottom drawer. If they're in good nick, if they haven't been broken,
just lying around.
I just put them in the box in the bottom drawer of my garage. And apparently the Nokia 6310, the brick, see this one? I'll show you the picture.
There it is, Everyone had one of those.
All it does, it doesn't take photos and stuff, it's just a phone.
It does play games though. You can play games on it.
Yeah, it's got the snake game.
Yeah,
the snake game. First launched in 2001, is being re-released for its 20th anniversary. So you can get it. It's being re-released now.
And you still, it's got no, the
can it's you, same. It's just,
can't take photos.
320 by 240 pixel definition compared to the original, which had 120 by 160 pixels.
And mate, does it give a price?
$59.99.
Are you joking?
Oh, sorry, that's in pounds. So it's about $120 bucks.
Double that.
Okay, so you're prepared now, Paddy, because we have our boss in the studio.
Morning. Hey,
Speedy. Morning, Speedy.
How you doing?
Not too bad, sir.
Rob and I have had some discussions.
Yes.
Many discussions, actually, that often involve you, Paddy.
In a good way, Speedy, or? Take your time.
So, look, bit of an intervention, right? Not so much. This is a positive intervention for you, Paddy.
It's what I'm wearing, isn't it?
It's not what you're wearing. You're fine.
Nothing's going to fix that.
No code breaches so far.
It's my haircut.
It's not your haircut.
Not my haircut.
So this is a bit of a joint effort between us, your family, and probably all the Central Coast.
Yeah. My wife.
It is to do with personal habit, though.
It is. So social media.
Right.
We are in 2021.
Yeah, what is that?
Right? We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
yes.
Producer Kiara has Instagram. Rob has Instagram.
Yes.
I have Instagram.
Yes.
All of your family has Instagram.
Correct.
Everyone does it.
Yes.
Someone in this team
is
letting the team down.
Right.
Who do you reckon that might be, Paddy?
Oh, give me some time to think
Just
about
give
it.
Give me a guess.
So we want to drag you out of the 90s, dust you off, put you into the new age.
Shake it out.
Everybody agrees it is time for Paddy Gerard to jump on Instagram and get posted.
That's it. And I don't want to see stuff. Well, maybe I do. Do I want to see his doll collection?
Okay. Is that a real thing? You have a doll?
Yes, he does.
But do people really want to look at what I'm eating on the weekend? My food,
People do. People love that
Well, we
stuff.
See it regardless.
Yeah,
I mean, I see it all the time when you open your mouth and talk to me with a mouthful of whatever you're eating.
Do you want to see my kids get a participation trophy?
But
does everyone want to see that?
That people post,
the
mindless, just scrolling through, just randomly looking at things.
Yeah.
Right. It's just part of what we do.
Look at that. So people want to get to know you, Paddy.
I am going to severely regret this. And even during that song, I have had so much doubt in my mind. I am willing to get you into the new age for the next week to give you
1 week.
Oh, God.
And I dare anyone listening.
I'm going to give you sole control of the Triple M Instagram account.
Brilliant.
Within reason.
So, let me get my phone.
Please be careful what you post.
Okay,
But right now, if you want to see what happens here, follow Triple M Central Coast on Instagram for the next week. So from Friday to Friday, Paddy Gerard, you can treat that as your own personal Instagram.
Uh-huh.
and I would like you to do a series of challenges. All the trends you've missed,
right.
Being off social media, I'm thinking planking, I'm thinking mannequin challenges.
What did you say there? The
planking, where you just you lay still on something.
Mannequin challenge?
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, where you just stand there.
And you're frozen. But over the weekend, what I'd love you to do, because from right now, the Instagram account is yours. Right, all right, okay. So everyone go follow that, Triple M Central Coast.
So can I do coning?
What about that dance you do when you're against the wall, scratching your back?
Flossing.
Flossing.
Well, funny you mentioned that. So a couple of things for this weekend. So, Patty, it's now yours.
Right,
only
okay.
You will post.
Triple
this
M
weekend,
Instagram.
I would love a photo of your breakfast.
Yeah.
A food photo.
A breakfast,
a before and after photo at the gym. We know you're a gym junkie.
Before and
say,
after.
He's going to make his breakfast look as good as he possibly can.
Or will he? Or will he? And
look what I do.
We would like a local landmark selfie. So think Crackneck or Avoca Beach, something beautiful, something Central Coast in the background, like a, hey, how good's this place we live?
Could I go right up north where Mickey D, who is on holidays at the moment, does between 9 and 12 here at Triple M? Birdie Beach.
Yeah, go there. I mean, Mickey D might be suntanning on the beach in his famous red Speedos. Get a photo of him in the background.
Or just in the sand dunes.
Breakfast before and after at the gym. And local landmark.
And let's go deep end.
Okay.
When we finish this, I would like you to go live on Instagram right now and floss for all the people of the Central Coast.
All right. Okay.
As in we're going to do that now.
Right now. So go to Triple M Central Coast on Instagram.
At Triple M Central Coast. Triple M Instagram.
I've got to floss now.
If you haven't seen Patty Girard flossing, you have not lived, everybody. We did this in a meeting the other day, and you just blew me away, Patty. You are too
Triple
good.
Triple M Instagram.
Speedy, and I thought I liked you.
I'm going to regret this. Right. I thought I liked me too. I think after a couple of days I might boycott this, but the keys are yours. Here you go, Patty.
Thank
Enjoy.
Thank you so much, sir. That challenge has been accepted.
What have we done?
Looks not a bad day tomorrow. 10,000 people will be heading to Royal Randwick for the Everest. We've already spoken to Joshy Parr, our local jockey.
I know, got his tips.
Yeah, and he's on trekking. But to find out more, we've got New South Wales Racing CEO Graham Hinton with us this morning. Good morning, Graham.
Graham.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. Big day tomorrow.
Oh, massive day. It's a grand final day for us. We build up to this throughout the whole year. It's the biggest day on the Australian racing calendar now. $15 million the Everest at Randwick.
What difference does 10,000 people being able to attend make to it?
Look, it just puts a bit of life back into the ground. You know, when the jockeys roar down the straight in the last couple of weeks, as good as it is, and they've been telling us this, it just lacks that bit of emotion and really the sense of the moment. So even 10,000 people, well, we can normally have 40, even 10,000 makes a big difference on course.
Mate, if people are heading down, I can imagine you've got all those COVID safety plans in place for those 10,000.
Yeah, that's right. We've got to tick all the boxes for New South Wales Health. So double vaccinated, masks indoors, everyone needs the QR code in, and there's a lot of those protocols in place, but really nothing that'll stop you having a great time on course.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Quarter past four, the race tomorrow.
Getting in might be a bit of a nightmare. I mean, I tried to get into Breakers Country Club 2 days ago, and I had to, you know, show my vaccination, show you, and then you got a QR code and all that stuff. With 10,000 people coming into the place, you reckon you're going to expect some delays getting inside the door?
Look, it's funny you say that. We've tried to think ahead on that and really hit the phones and send emails to everybody to make sure they know how to download the apps, how to have that ready to go so they scan on the way in. We've thrown more staff at it, and it's going to be part of life now. We're just going to have to get used to doing all of this to get into, whether it's the races, the pub, a restaurant, or whatever it's going to be now.
Yeah, that's true. It only takes one 70-year-old, though, to really throw a spanner in the works.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday at Coles, going through the checkout. Holy jeez. I went, why did I pick this checkout? Anyway.
Can you show me how to press the button?
Hey, Graham, what about, mate, when's the new stand ready?
Look, it's very close. I'd say we're about 95% of the way there. It was slowed down through COVID.
Yeah.
So I'd say by the end of November, we'll be opening that one up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of tradies from the Central Coast working on it, on the new wing stand. Can't wait to see that as well, buddy. Hey, who's your tip, mate? Who is your tip for the 15 million Everest tomorrow, Graham?
Look, I'm liking Classique Legend to go back-to-back. He won the race last year. He's trained by an 83-year-old trainer, Les Bridge, who's doing his very best, Les, to play down the horse and how good he is this week. And I think he's just being a little bit cute with that. I think the horse is absolutely flying and ready to do it again. And there's the Central Coast local, actually, Tracy Bartley's got a horse in the last race. that's a good chance as well, called Barossa Rose, are at good odds.
Sweet. Does Trekking, ridden by Joshy Parr, our local boy, any chance?
Look, he is. I think the track conditions will help him as well. He's a warhorse, Trekking. He's run in the race twice, run third and fourth. I would say he'll be top four. He's up there.
Oh, all right, then. Okay.
You beauty.
Each all way. Right. All right, Graham. All right, mate. Look forward to speaking to you. I mean, we might speak to you when that wing stands is open as well, buddy.
No problems at all. Thanks for having me, guys, and best of luck to everyone tomorrow.
Well, it's so good that our musos on the coast are back this weekend. They're back into it. But this bloke has been doing some good things of late. He's got a new song out, and it is called Crystallize.
Counting stars, chasing cars, faded scars left on your heart, flashing lights, crystallize, if you like, baby.
Yeah, that legend is our local Brandon Duff. The Duff Mice joins us this morning. G'day, Brandon.
Hey, Duff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, good.
Dropping a new song today, mate.
Absolutely. So excited.
Good stuff,
pumped
buddy.
Up. When are you planning on hitting the ground and doing some live stuff?
Yeah, I've already been starting kind of back at the cover gigs this week. I've been at the Beery and a bit. Tukley tonight, back at the Beery on Sunday. So, you know, if anyone wants to come out and celebrate getting out of lockdown, come and watch me.
It is so good because you guys really have gone through a tough time.
Yeah, it's been hard. I mean, it's been hard for everyone. Yeah. But, yeah, it's definitely a bit of a culture shock going from sitting on the couch all day watching Netflix to going out and playing music for people. But, I'm so glad to be back doing it.
Hey, Brando, did you enjoy Squid Game, just saying?
Oh, I just finished it. So good. So good. Oh,
I think they should incorporate that with the Olympic Games, just saying.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah, there's an idea. He has a lot of ideas.
Brandon,
we usually shoot a lot of them down too.
Just like they did on Squid Game. Yeah. Mate, that is so good that you're back. And, mate, how long this new song, Crystallize, you can get it on any social media platforms, I can imagine?
Yeah, absolutely. Spotify, Apple Music. Get streaming. I'm really, really proud of this one. Yeah, I'm so happy with how it's turned out. Worked with Rod McCormack, who's an awesome producer here on the coast, and got some great musos on it. So, yeah, I'm just keen for everyone to give it a spin.
Hey, mate, over lockdown, did you just keep letting your beard grow longer and longer? Was that the idea?
I was going to get it trimmed just before we went into lockdown, and then it just kept going, but yesterday I just got most of it chopped off, so I'm having some separation anxiety.
Mate, you could house seven birds in that thing.
Oh, no. It's like a bloody Sasquatch.
The Australian Reptile Park, we're getting you up there for a performance.
Oh, God.
Oh, mate, that is good. So, mate, Crystallize, it's our local singer, Brandon Duff, and you're at the, where are you tonight performing?
I'm at the Aria in Tukley tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at the Beery from 1 till 5 on Sunday. So come have a beer and say hello.
Yeah, make sure
you
do.
Magnificent.
Good to speak to you again, Duffy. And, mate, when something else is happening, hope Crystallize goes well for you, buddy.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Thanks for the chat.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
As we said, the Central Coast's answer to Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, when you line the two up.
Oh.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, you'll take Justin.
God, doppelgangers. Justin Avendano. G'day, champion.
Justin.
Oh, what's going on, lads? I've missed you, blokes.
Oh, we missed you too, yeah, because we had a couple of weeks. It's been 3 weeks, mate.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, mate, Rob's had surgery as well, so what's going on there, mate? You're recovered or what?
Yeah, I'm a picture of fitness now.
The personality transplant didn't work, but anyway, he's working on it.
might help his golf game now.
We can't play golf. Oh,
no, I'm not allowed
golf.
To. No, I can't do anything for at least 6 weeks, and then we'll see how we go. After that, I'll be back.
No, you'll be right, mate.
Wait and see. Hey, mate, the women's BBL is back.
Mate, it's back. So the 7th editions of the Women's Big Bash League, which just keeps growing every year, to be honest. Now, the Sixers last night played against the Melbourne Stars in a rain-reduced match, so it was 11 overs per side, and the Sixers got up. So the Sixers had a really bad year last year, not making finals for the first time, I believe. So hopefully this year is a change of story. But also the women's game this year is going to be very similar to the men's of what we had to do last year in terms of quarantine, where And most of the tournament's going to be played in one state, and that's going to be Tasmania this year, just due to lockdowns and whatnot. And then it's going to be moved to Perth and Adelaide after that. So hopefully the Sixers can stay mentally strong and we can continue this form and try and make a run at finals.
And with women's sport, I think Fox are doing
all
the...
That's a long time to spend in Tasmania.
Yeah, it is. To be honest, I did it last year. We were there for about 3-4 weeks, and it was beautiful, to be honest. We actually got on a few golf trips as well, so it's not too bad at all.
If my mother-in-law wasn't there, I'd spend more time in Tassie. Seriously, it's just
Have you been to Cradle Mountain?
Oh, no.
Cradle Mountain's beautiful.
Did we go up there? I don't know. May have. But, mate, you know you're talking about the BBL with the women. I think Fox is they're going to show more women's rugby league next year. I think they've got more games.
Well, I think there's been a big demand. So the women's cricket have done a great job in advertising this. And it's really just good to see women's sport growing. So it's really good. Now, I didn't know about that with the NRL. So it's just good to see the women's game growing because I think there's a market there for it on TV and it's going to show that it's doing really well. So more the better.
Yeah.
And... too right. Hey, back to league. How about Wayne Bennett and the Dolphins? What's going on here?
Mate, so Wayne Bennett's apparently signed a three-year deal with the Dolphins, the master coach. Now, I don't know how old he is. I think he's about 75. So by the time his 3 year deal is up, he's going to be near 80 years old coaching, which is just ridiculous.
How old's the US president? He's about 78, isn't he?
He's about 78 as well.
Yeah, so...
it can be done. It can be done. So, but the Dolphins as well, they've gone away from their original name of the Redcliffe Dolphins and just purely changed their name to the Dolphins, which has been a little bit controversial. But they've apparently spoken to the biggest media agencies around the world, and they reckon it's their best chance not to alienate anyone and expand their reach to as many people as possible. So it's going to be an exciting year this year to see what sort of players they can attract. And I think having Wayne Bennett there at the top is really going to help that cause for them.
I think I like the fact they're just losing Redcliffe, because if you're a kid and you look at the teams you can support and you see the Dolphins, you're going straight to them, aren't you?
Everyone loves a Dolphin.
Who doesn't love a Dolphin?
Yeah, exactly right. And I think the Bunnies have done it really well with their logo. So they've just changed their logo to sort of copy the Bunnies one, where it's just, you know, everyone knows that picture of the Bunnies hat. You know, they're all around the world. There's always a Bunny supporter somewhere. So that's sort of the theory they're going on.
And, mate, turning to men's cricket, what's the go here?
Mate, so there's plenty on around the world in men's cricket. Like the IPL finals on tonight, where Aussie Josh Hazlewood's going to be playing for the Chennai Super Kings. But the big story through the week was Travis Head from South Australia. Playing in the one-day cup against Queensland, he scored 213 off 120 balls, which is the highest score ever in Australia in the one-day format. And he's been struggling to keep his spot for Australia in recent years. So with a bit of form like this, he's a really good chance of getting the Ashes spot coming this December. But it comes with bad news that Will Pekowski as well, he's played for Australia, and he's probably the biggest young talent we've seen in probably 15 years. They're talking of him like the Ricky Ponting of the early days, but he keeps struggling with concussion, and he's gone down with another concussion coming back to training in Victoria already. And there's talks that he's going to be very similar to someone like Boyd Cordner, where his career is going to be cut short from dealing with too many concussions. He really suffers bad from it. If he gets a slight glance to the head now, he's out for about a month of cricket.
Oh,
so
mate, I'd be
it's really sad, actually.
Giving it away, mate. Seriously.
Yeah, so hopefully he can recover, mate.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Not as dangerous as cage fighting.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's another story.
Justin Avendado, thank you very much for joining us this morning. This weekend, mate, now that we're open, what do you got? Catching up with mates?
No, mate. I'm actually stuck in Newcastle working. We got kicked out of our lease in one of our stores.
Sorry for asking.
I'm stuck working here for the next month.
Sorry about that, mate. All you got to do is pay your rent.
He's laughing now, Justin.
All right, Justin. Justin Avendado, thanks for taking care, mate.
See you, mate.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.